months go by. Haven't heard from her. She obviously received her product. I see it's delivered. I write to her and I'm like, hi, like, just wanted to confirm. Have you received your product? She said, like, yes, received it. Months go by. I'm like, I'm following up. I'm like, hello, like,
that's fucking wrong. If you're an influencer and you're agreeing to take product, or even if you're anyone, guys, if you're agreeing to take product for something, you better do it. Like, do you know how much of like a shitty chemical X? What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Chemical X. It is our second episode in this fab-ass room, and I'm fresh. I'm ready to go.
What's I'm ready. Up, Alessia? I'm just so happy that we're back here again.
I love this room. We were actually supposed to have a guest today, but it got rescheduled, so now you just got these two banging bras hosting today.
I'm not even kidding. Today we were like, Veronica, do you have any topics? Because we have to improvise right now.
I think everything we do is an improvise, but we're good. We're good. We're Gucci.
We're good. Thank God whenever something happens in our life, we write it down in notes, and then we always have these things to back up on.
I have, guys, so many notes in my phone. But anyways, we can always call the audience if we're missing a topic because we have the phone ready to go. Today we have some super exciting stuff to talk about. We get so many people DMing us and telling us to talk about business, talk about like hustling, startups, and all that stuff. And with me, Alessia, and I being involved, and she has her own business and I'm working on some stuff, I feel like it'd be really cool to kind of get into that. I know a lot of our fans are our age, younger, a little bit older, and are going through that stage where they're really like, we're all in this point now where we're like, fuck, we need to do something. Especially with COVID, a lot more people are starting their own stuff.
It's because also I feel like a lot of times people want to start something, but there's so many distractions and things going on. So they're like, oh, I'd rather chill with my friends, or oh, I'd rather go to this party. Now it's like,
no excuses.
You are actually in a position where it's like, you're not losing out on anything, any FOMO, and you could get shit done. It's kind of crazy if you think about it.
Yeah, I totally agree, especially with our curfew right now. If you're not from Montreal, we have a curfew at 8 p.m. I don't hate it just because I have so many things to do all the time. And when I have that curfew at 8 p.m., it's like, I know that anything that I have to do that's outside, I need to get done before 8 p.m. Do you know what I mean?
It like, kind of like hustles your ass.
It kind of makes me like, okay, I need to get home by 8. And then after 8, I have all this free time where I'm essentially locked in my house, forced to work. Right. And I have a hate-love relationship, but I do feel like it's kind of motivated me a little bit more to be like, okay, well, I literally have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Let me just work on this or whatever. Yeah. So I kind of like it. And that's why I do feel there's so many startup businesses happening right now. And I'm really happy for everyone that's been able to take that time and put it towards starting something they love.
Yes.
And I'm going to be real honest. I always support everybody's dreams. And I'm always like, do it. You know what I mean? Like, start your own business.
I think that's how we both are, though. Like, even with my good friend, she's like, I'm having anxiety about when COVID's going to stop, because she became such like an introvert now. Mm-hmm. And she's been focusing on so many things that now she almost like, she's like, I don't want the curfew to end in a weird way. So I think there's like the split of two types of people who are like so used to it now and like they don't want to have that FOMO. So they're enjoying this time of being at home. And then there's the other people who just can't take it anymore.
I'm going to be honest. I'm a huge FOMO girl. Like, so it does really good for me when there's nothing happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm I know you're the same way. Like, we have serious FOMO. Like, if there's, I'm very social. I love to go out. I love to talk to people. So if there's something happening and I'm not there, I'm like, bitch. Like, I'm going to reschedule everything so I could be there.
I know.
So,
which makes you delay your work.
Exactly.
And make shit not work.
Exactly. So, but yeah, what I really wanted to say was, as much as I'm like an advocate for people starting their stuff, there's a lot of work and a lot of like kind of challenges
and
that
pressure
you do face when starting stuff. And I think it'd be really interesting to kind of get into all those topics.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Let's get into it.
I mean, I think with every business, you know, you end up hitting a wall or something happens and you're like, fuck, like, do I stop? And
or you really, really want something to happen And then when it happens and you're not part of it, you're like, are you kidding me? This is what I was working towards.
Yeah.
So it's like discouraging. And that's where I feel like a lot of people quit. Exactly. And that's when you literally have to keep hustling.
Exactly. So business tip number fucking one from two people who don't know shit. when you hit that wall, that is literally the sign that you need to keep going. You need to be working harder. So I'm just going to explain a little story that happened to me and Alessia this week. And we were very bummed out about it, guys. Like, I want to say, like, I know it's going to sound dramatic, but I literally wanted to cry.
But we are dramatic.
But we're drama queens, so... So basically, no hate towards MTL blog, but they do reviews for like everything Montreal, you know, whether it be podcasts, whether it be restaurants. And I remember when we first started their podcast, they had released a list, basically the same amount of time that we started. They had released a list saying 7 podcasts you should know about in Montreal. When I saw it, I was like, this is sick. I hope this time next year when they do it again, because they often like reboot their articles. I was like, one of my goals was that we would make it on that list of 7 podcasts you should know in Montreal.
It's a small milestone to like bigger things ahead, but like that would be the first step to like, okay, we're noticed.
Exactly. So me and Alessia have been contacting multiple media platforms, including MTL blog. I sent many emails reaching out to them, just kind of explaining the podcast, asking how to get featured, all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. which is normal when you have a business. If you don't do that, you should do that. Second business tip of the day.
Yeah.
But so I've been reaching out to them a lot. And every once in a while, you know, every 2 months, whatever, I would just send again when we updated, when we did something better.
We sent a total of, like, I would say 5 emails.
Yeah, so...
And, like, a couple DMs. I know I sent.
So, I was just really hoping for, like, pinning to get on MTL blog eventually, because... you know, they really have a strong audience in Montreal, and that would be, like, a definite milestone for us.
Yeah.
So, basically...
Last week, I had seen that... They posted an article. So at first when I saw the article, like my heartbeat, I was like, okay, we're for sure in here. I mean, there are a lot of podcasts in Montreal, but like there's not that many. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be hard to find us. And I don't mean that in a cocky way.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, just to say our branding is
the best. We just launched our season 2.
Everything was aligned.
Like, we were just going uphill. And I think when you're going uphill, you expect that that everything's going to fall in the way you want it to. And that's where you're wrong. And basically, that same day that they released, I had texted Alessia. And this is like showing when manifestation doesn't work. I had texted Alessia and I said, you know, like we were really pinning for our next milestone. And I was like, you know, I hope, like I said, I really wish that MTL blog would just write an article about us because would feature us, because I feel like that would really boost us. I had said this the day of
3 hours later. Well,
when they had actually released it was 30 minutes after that I sent that text.
And then I see the article. So I'm like, oh my God, I got to go check whatever. And suddenly just got discouraged. For a second, I was like, do I even show this to Veronica? Because we've been working on trying to get on it for so long that I was like, do I do it? Then I just send her the story. Mm-hmm. It always feels less intimidating. If I text her, oh my God, Veronica, it's going to come off too. I send, like, just the story is like, wow, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we just took it really personal. And in business, rule number 2, don't take anything personal. Rule number three, whatever.
I definitely don't take it personal. And I can guarantee
you,
I took it personal.
We took it personal. Too personal.
I think it was the first time in this whole journey that we were really like pushed back. Like we really like got sat the fuck down and was like, no, you did not make this. And that was really discouraging for us, especially. And I'm not even here to like put down anyone, because congratulations to everybody that made it on that list. I just felt like with all the work that we've been putting on and seeing some of the people that were featured that, you know, had 2 posts and really didn't take the podcast as seriously as we do, it was almost like I felt like slapped in the face. Like I'm here like busting ass every single day, and it wasn't even like I couldn't even surpass some of these people, which essentially in a way are my competition. And not even to say that we deserve to be on that list, but I know a lot of podcasts in Montreal that are doing really fucking well and working just as hard as us. Yeah. And I didn't see any of those people on that list. And
one of them was featured, I'm okay with not being featured, because I know that we support each other and, you know, they're working just as hard in a podcast to another podcast. You understand that, you know? But it was just, it's no shame to them. It was just like a moment of like, wow, Alessia, Veronica, you need to work harder. Yeah. I think it was just more a push. It was very discouraging that day. I didn't want to talk. I was so annoyed.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna lie, at the same time, after doing my research and looking at those podcasts, there are a lot of podcasts that are not even known. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So
which
we're lucky.
Made my credibility for MTL Blog that much lower. Yeah. And I know it sounds really bad to say, but it's like when you're going to go there and say these are the best six places to get the best cookies, for mm-hmm. example, you better have done your research yeah. right? You're not going to call the six best cookies in Montreal and then they're just six that you might have not even tried yeah. or like you haven't really done your research. So yeah. that's what annoyed me, because now when I look at them, I don't know if all their news is real.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you're saying best podcast and they don't really have
best podcast. It was seven you should know about.
Fair enough.
I'm assuming that if there's seven best podcasts, we'll be on that list.
Fair enough.
But
fair enough.
I mean, I just, all in all to say.
Oh, we're being a pity party.
It's not even to, you know what? And I think that, you know, anybody who works hard on something can relate to that feeling of feeling like you deserved something and you didn't get it. And you know what? I'm not going to sit here and cry about it because it is what it is. We didn't make it on and we're just going to work harder. But it's definitely a lesson yeah. to be learned. And if any of you guys have a business or have anything, like when you hit that first real step back,
yeah,
I'm not even joking, I was almost like, okay, like I'm doing this for nothing, like
I know,
like
I know.
The one thing that but I felt can't... like was achievable, we didn't achieve, and that was what hurt yeah. me. That was like, okay, I'm not asking to be in fucking Vice, like
yeah, we're, you know, starting what I mean? slow, we're trying to yeah. get to little milestones,
but
here.
It's just to say, guys, when you hit that first wall, keep going, because probably everything that comes after, and I'm yeah. starting fresh with new motivation and I'm yes. like ready
but
to kill
also,
it.
But also, before we move on, I just want to say that, like, looking back at it now when I'm not the day of annoyed, I look at it now, I'm like, you know what? Everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. We weren't featured on there because there's something better for us and yeah. something better is coming. So
that's maybe just to put us in our place, fuck.
Put us in our place, because, like, calm down. Who do yeah. they think they are?
We were hyped about our season two, our new set, and MTL Blog said, yeah, sit
you
the fuck down
fucking
on
thoughts.
That mint couch.
Yeah. But it's weird. I don't even look at us like, oh, maybe we're not that good and we should have. It's like, no, like I know we should have been there.
That's another thing too. I'm really proud of us and I'm really yeah. proud of our work, and I think that's very important when yeah. you feel like you're worth something. If you're always insecure about your business and you don't feel like you can, that's the one thing, is really knowing how to sell your, like, feeling like you deserve something is yeah. very good, especially in a business. Yeah. You want to prove to people that you're good quality to listen to buy whatever it is mm-hmm. that you have as your business. If you don't believe it in yourself, if you don't believe that you're top fucking 10,
yeah.
nobody else is going to believe it.
100%.
So we need to keep that attitude
yeah.
where...
And a lot of yous might say, okay, they're 100% cocky. Yeah, no, actually, if we believe that we should be on there, then that's all the motivation
yeah.
we need.
Guys, if we sat here and spoke and said, yeah, but, you know, we don't really give a fuck and we just shoved it together and we made it seem like we didn't put
effort.
The
fact that it's hurting us means that it's that important to us.
Yeah,
and
means
we'll
that we're good fucking
that.
Quality, yo. Anyway, so that is our lesson number one, is to persevere when bad
to
shit happens.
To keep going.
Yeah.
To keep going.
So next, I just wanted to... What do I have, a fucking menu today? Next?
Yeah.
I just wanted
What's
to...
What's on the menu today, Veronica?
For real. I wanted to talk about, first, just kind of set the mood of what we do, really, like, what businesses you work on, what businesses I work on, because there might be some people that don't really know what we do
yeah.
and stuff.
And first of all, I just want to make a little comment, because I feel like, of today, social media and everything, the pressure of, like, you not having a website attached to your Instagram or to your name, you're a no one. And I want to just clarify, that is not true. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like even with everything happening and all the moves people make, sometimes we're, like, not at that stage in our life and we feel left behind. And it's literally okay. Mm-hmm. Can I sit here and say, I started a jewelry business. And if I look back, when I had started it, I wasn't ready to start it. Mm-hmm. I was so excited about starting something because I wanted to start something that I didn't take the quality time to really do it the proper way.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a few examples. When I had started with my mom, we were like,
wait, can you tell everybody first, like,
yes,
what your business
yes.
is?
Yes, so
and
I
what
started a body jewelry business with my mother.
Body strands plug
on Instagram. Plug. And when I had first started with my mom, she was always really good with her hands. Is that a we're just gonna ignore that. She was very good at making...
Crafty. She was
crafty. She was very crafty, very creative, and very good at making jewelry. Mm-hmm. So she worked through businesses before, started her business with her sister in the past. That came to an end. They were actually doing really well. So it came to an end. for whatever reasons. And now I started going to parties. I started wearing, my mom had made me a few chains. People would say, where did you get that? And that's when I came home and said, Mom, we need to start a body jewelry business. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where it had started. I was still in school and everything. And I'm not going to lie, there was a lot of things I didn't know. And I said to myself, like, I'm going to learn as I go, whatever. Mm-hmm. So then I had rebranded in the sense where I made the website the way I wanted it. And I fixed a lot of things. But the true business side of it was never done properly. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you an example. When you sell a product or anything, whatever you're doing, you have to calculate your costs. And I know as simple and easy as something like that could be, I skipped that step. Mm-hmm. It was very like, because the way it works with the chains we were getting, it was very by roll. And it's a lot more calculations than just saying, I bought the necklace on Alibaba for this much and I'm mm-hmm. selling it for this much.
Yeah.
It was very like, we weren't even calculating time in it and anything. And in any business, you never really calculate time at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But we never said the hook was this much. The chain this much.
You slapped the price on it and said, this sounds good.
This sounds good. The chain cost, the chain was this much. We didn't add all the stuff like packaging, box, everything, right? So I, at the end of the day, was selling the product, not exactly knowing exactly what the product is. How do you want me to be huge when pennies matter? So as simple as that, it was...
Very important.
Very important.
Yeah. So I do nothing. No, I'm joking. Basically, what I do is I come up with business ideas, start an Instagram, buy the URL, and then don't do anything with it. And I'm sure a little bit of people can relate to me with that. So I've actually started a couple of them, really like got into the planning process, got samples and everything, and they just didn't fall through, which is okay. I mean, you know, it sucks when you're really hyped about an idea, but then something falls short and the business just doesn't work. And I think sometimes it's better to just actually let go of it than to try and force it to work. I know, especially when you're passionate about something, you're trying to force it to work, but maybe it's not. You don't really have the target market. The audience is not there. You don't have the money to start it. Like, there's so many things that happen in a business that you need to take into consideration because... First of all, guys, budget is so important. If you don't have the money to start off a business, don't do it, because if you're going to start it half-assed, you're not going to, you know, invest in branding. You're not going to invest in packaging. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be as successful as you think it is. You need to realize the things that are really worth investing in. And not because I'm a graphic designer, but branding is one of them. So guys, if you are starting a business, you don't understand how important a brand is. A brand will literally change is the line in between you making it and you not making it. Sure, there are some people, businesses that succeed without good branding, with like a shitty startup. Yes, but that's not the case for everybody. Mm-hmm. You really need to put the money behind. If you are not willing to invest in your brand to make it look as good as you want it to, then nobody's going to believe it. So that's one thing. Really focus on branding. And so what I'm doing right now is I'm actually working on starting a business that I am like, I've gotten to probably the furthest I've ever gotten in actually starting a business apart from Chemical X is I actually have my samples on the way. But
it's
make an Instagram
exciting.
And I bought my URL, but we got past that point. Now we have samples on the way and I have some materials. So I'm so excited to launch it with you guys. It's probably going to be coming up within the next month or two. We'll see. But
I'm very excited for you.
Yeah, I'm very excited too.
Because I always pictured you as somebody who would start their own business. Because you're very creative, and I'm really happy you're getting to this stage where it's really going to work out.
I feel like my whole life I've been like so good at like branding and
also helping out a lot of people and their brands. You've been so supportive and really been putting your heart, soul into every other person's brand that I feel like it's about time you do this.
That's my problem is I've always been so quick to help anyone out. I really care about other people's businesses. I'm so happy to help when I can with
but
whatever
you know what?
I can
it's
do.
It's not a bad thing, because every single thing that they went through, that you learned through, you're not going to make that same mistake. So it's great.
It's a good thing, but I'm just happy to finally be able to have creative control over something because I feel like often I'm telling people what to do. They don't really take my advice. Yeah. And to have something that's your own is a really different thing. To really have it by myself
and,
is like
and
really
even,
fun.
Even being a graphic designer that you are, when you work with a lot of companies, although you know what's best and what's going to look best for their brand,
they don't
when you have to when you're working with somebody who's not in that space who understands it and they're asking for this and this and that and you know what looks best, it's really hard to swallow that pill
and
be like,
hard.
Wow, like if only you knew, but you know, you're like, that's why you're hiring me for, please just let me do my work. But a lot of people, like,
some people don't understand, which is fine,
but
I mean, a lot of people hire, even not even just freelancers, but they hire creative people. I would say it happens a lot more in the creative sense, mm-hmm. because creativity is subjective. So everybody can have a different opinion, yes. about what's best. But if you're hiring me as an expert, then you should be taking my advice when I say this is going to work best, this is not. So if anybody's a business owner and you think that you have a better opinion, you probably don't. But yeah, so honestly, there's so many crazy things. The first thing that I wanted to say was, Alibaba, can we just talk about that for a second?
We could talk about
apart that. From the fact that every time I write it into my thing, I write Alibabe and then I click send and nothing shows up and I say, oh yeah, Alibaba.
Oh my god, Alibaba is such a crazy world. It's almost so overwhelming that I feel like you guys have probably been there where you're like, let me start a business, let me go on Alibaba. 3 seconds later you go, I'm overwhelmed. Bye. Never mind on that business.
It's 3 cents. You're going, 3 cents for a risk? Sick. Let me get a million. And then by the time you actually contact them, you get the price and the shipping turns out to be $1,500.
Literally.
You're like, cool, business not happening.
Yeah.
You know? But I wanted to talk about how, especially like celebrities or influencers or anybody, like they once they get a product, like I remember you were saying with J-Lo. So yes. For example, I don't know if you want to talk about what J-Lo did.
We're calling
everybody out in this episode.
I know. So J-Lo started you guys probably already know this, but J-Lo started her own beauty line.
And J-Lo has flawless skin.
When we look at J-Lo, okay, she's absolutely beautiful and she's never started a product line before, okay? Mm-hmm. And in her product video where she's explaining she wanted to come up with a product that's affordable for people and that will give you amazing skin.
But I mean, she had always sold the fact that she was natural and she didn't get anything done and it wasn't a specific product. Yeah. And it was just like,
and we're not even gonna really go into this. Look, people can say she's got stuff mm-hmm. done, other people will say she hasn't. At the end of the day, it's Hollywood, but she got things done. But anyway, she looks amazing regardless. I don't think mm-hmm. those little things made her abroad or not. I think regardless, she's abroad. And in her video, she talks about how growing up, she's always, when she was broke, she's always used olive oil. Okay?
My nana would agree, but...
So she's always used olive oil and that's what kept her skin amazing. And that this new formula that she was coming up with for her product, she wanted to make sure that it was olive oil based. Okay?
I just think like... this is what like I want to talk about is the fact that like celebrities endorse a product and then suddenly they say it's the reason that I'm like this exactly. when it's not. Like,
I don't understand how they do it where it's like they slap their name on it and it's like everybody literally believes mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And that's with anything. And that's what scares me about this world.
Yeah. Even speaking about Alibaba, you see all these, you know, the new thing now as an influencer, you start a line, you start a brand, whatever it is. And you see a lot of these, whether it be celebrities or influencers, fuck, it's the same thing at this point, but you know, they start a brand and they go, you know, I've been working on this for months and we've been designing and this and that, and really you go on Alibaba and you literally see exactly what they're selling for $2 a piece and you're like, how can you,
I know,
do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's so fun to have the accessibility for everybody to start businesses with things like Alibaba, with these manufacturers that are so accessible like they weren't before. And there's nothing wrong with getting your product from China, getting it manufactured. Not everything has to be handmade. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
But if you're going to pretend like you are in the room designing and you came up with the idea and all mm-hmm. this, when really you're just buying it and slapping your name on it, like... That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
It's and especially celebrity endorsements. Like, you know, all these huge celebrities have these brands. For example, Kendall and Kylie clothing line. You're going to tell me that they're in the design room choosing what the trends are? No. There's a whole team there that's designing and slapping their name on it. And
I feel like at this point, they don't even wear it and promote it.
Yeah, but
that's what's crazy.
That's the thing. It's it's made. They slap their name on it. They publicize it with using their name, but they have nothing to do with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same idea of an influencer buying something off Alibaba and then saying, oh yeah, I spent my life designing it. Like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
And that's what's fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, don't take credit where credit is not due. Yeah. Like, I hate people who take advantage of people in that sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why I think when I started my brand with my mom, I was like, what's really great about us is that we're handmade. But coming with handmade comes a lot of other problems. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't mean like because you're handmade, wow, you're made in Canada, everything else is good. Mm-hmm. It's a lot harder, one, to grow because, you know, you're starting off, you don't have 3 million people helping you out and in the factory doing it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like you're starting really small that it's like you can't exactly just blast out to a million influencers and just say, hey, here's my body chain when it takes that long to make. It's almost like make two, hopefully sell one and give one to an influencer. Exactly. It's not like,
do you get what I'm saying? You don't have an inventory. You're literally like making on order.
Exactly. And that's why I think like for anybody who's really starting from scratch and doing it themselves, just know it's okay. It's going to take longer and that's fine. And yeah, because somebody, let's say, who's getting it in China, they can afford to just send 300.
Because the cost of labor is already included, you know?
Exactly.
You're paying for the materials and then you're also doing the labor of actually making it. And it ends up being a lot. I also think, like, as an influencer, if you're getting something sent to you, like, and you agreed to get it sent, like, there's almost like a
You're expected
to do something with it. You know what I mean? Like,
and if you're somebody who doesn't want my product, then I don't want to send it to you anyway, right? I really want to have the right person wearing my product.
For sure.
So guys, basically you all know that I'm a huge fan of The Bachelor. So when The Bachelor ended, I had like two girls. So I was like, okay, this was Peter the pilot. I was like, okay, it's his season. And two runner-ups, Hannah N and Sydney. I both liked them. I reached out to Sydney and she had answered me, which is really great because sometimes you can't get a hold of them. They become famous and then you're like, hey, how am I going to get a hold of them?
Yeah, especially anyway, with so many followers, they don't see your DMs.
So I had written to her in DM and Sydney was super nice, answered me. I sent her product and she posted it. So I was super happy about that. And at that same time, I had also sent to Hannah Ann. Hannah Ann. She was like, she won. Peter picked her and then he ended up leaving her for Madison. So she was really high up there. She became obviously more famous on Instagram than Sydney. Because she was the winner. Yes, because she was the winner. So I basically messaged her. And the second she saw one of her friends from The Bachelor, Sydney, posted, she went reliable. So another thing is if you want like a somebody with a lot of followers to notice you, try giving to the friends around them and see how you can create this circle where like, oh, they know you're a legitimate brand and then they'll accept.
Yeah, exactly.
So
very smart business tip. I don't know what tip we're on, but smart.
Yeah. So what happened was Hannah Ann had answered me after she saw Sydney post.
Yeah.
With body change. She said, okay, I like this. Perfect.
Which was like a month later or something.
Which was like not even a month later. So I had basically said, obviously Hannah Ann, I wanted to send her so much product because I almost sent her my collection. And guys, to make this once again, handmade, it doesn't take 2 seconds, right?
Yeah, and it's not $2 either.
Right. So I was like, perfect. She's willing to work with us. I said, if you don't mind, like in return, can you please post on your Instagram? I will give you a promo code. Wanted to see what the feedback would be in return, right? Because as a business, sometimes you give to a million followers and you get nothing in return.
Yeah.
Sometimes you give to somebody with 5,000 and you get 3 sales in return. So it's always like, it's gambling almost.
It really depends.
It's gambling a bit.
Yeah.
So basically, months go by, haven't heard from her. She obviously received her product. I see it's delivered. I write to her and I'm like, hi, like, just wanted to confirm, have you received your product? She said like, yes, received it. Months go by, I'm like, I'm following up, I'm like, hello, like, no answer.
Okay, so let's get to our sponsors. Today I am actually in head to toe Amnia. Amnia Clothing, you can check them out. They have a bunch of super comfortable, super high quality loungewear, t-shirts and all that stuff, and I am comfortable as fuck right now. So
I love their clothing, honestly.
Yeah, very high quality.
It's like it doesn't pill, like it's very, very well made.
Yeah. So very happy about that. And I love this nude color. Yeah. Making me look extra pale.
Our second sponsor of the day is Neonific. If you guys don't know, which you probably do by now, it's neon sign. So when you go to restaurants and you see it on the walls or you go to a cute happening hip spot, you're obviously going to see a neon sign or else you're not cool. So if you want to be cool, then go ahead and purchase a Neonific sign. If you use our discount code ChemicalX at checkout, you're going to receive 10% off your order. And who doesn't like a little discount? I'm a small business, obviously, and you're taking a product, you're not, like, don't agree. Say, at that point, say, look, I'm going to see how the product is. If I like it, I'll promote you. At least be honest. And then just
ghost you.
Ghost
that me. Is, like, the biggest... I think that's the worst thing that somebody could do. Like, that is the lowest form of respect, because you know what? You don't have to take product. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't want it... You
could have just said, this is my fee if you want it.
Yeah.
And this is how much I'll do it for, and it ends there.
But it's not right. If you're going to say yes and agree to something, you have to deliver on it. And yeah. I don't care how fucking famous you are, you agreed to something. Yeah. It's not fair, especially to a business like yours where you have, like, not that followers counts, but just to say, like, you have, like, what, 3,000 followers? And mm-hmm. she knows that you're a very small business. You're hustling. You're working. And, yeah. and not even do, not even a story, guys.
Not, like, even when she received it to do a story, I would have said, okay.
Yeah.
You know, not even that. Like, didn't even anything.
But no, because that's fucking wrong. If you're an influencer and you're agreeing to take product, or even if you're anyone, guys, if you're agreeing to take product for something, you better do it. Like, do you know how much of, like, a shitty, like, why would, you know what I mean? Like,
somebody sends me product, I make sure to post, to tag, to do everything.
And
I guess it's because I'm also in that space where I understand where they're coming from and I want to support them. You
it's
know?
Not even that. It's just, I don't care how big of a business you are. You guys could be the smallest business. I will show you the same amount of love always, because you're going out of your way to give me something for free, to pay me to do something. I will do it. Do you know what I mean? Because I agreed to that. So I'm going to do it. Whether it takes me, sometimes I understand. I get a product. I, you know, I'm really busy. It takes me 2-3 weeks to actually finally get a picture. You know what I mean? You never know what happens. But if it's something like her, who... what is it now, a year, eight months, something like that, that she hasn't answered, that's just to say, like, look, you had the time to at least take a story at the very least. You don't want to do a post, that's fine. You
guys, she even picked what she wanted. Yeah. I gave her that opportunity to say, like, I really want you to be in love with the products that you're going to wear. I want you to love it, right?
Yeah.
So in that case, when you choose your products and everything, and then you don't even give me that, like... exposure, it's just so disrespectful.
It's so disrespectful. And I can guarantee you, and this is, I want to get into this topic, I can guarantee you, if you were a business like Fashion Nova, for example,
absolutely,
who sent her product, that cost them, guys, 3 cents probably, okay? Yeah. It's nothing for Fashion Nova to send a box of clothes.
It affects more a small business. Yeah,
it's nothing for them to send a box of clothes and, okay, they don't get a post, whatever. You know what I mean? Their loss is not that big. But for you who's really a startup and you're working, like, for her to not answer, that's fucking rude, especially to accept.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying every influencer has to accept product. You don't. But if you're accepting and agreeing, it's fucking rude if you don't post it. Like,
yeah.
Hannah Ann, pass me the phone. Like, I'm a caller right now.
A few months after, I saw her posting a chain and I went, oh my God, she posted, but she didn't tag me. And then it turned out it wasn't actually my company. So I'm going, what the fuck is going on here? Like,
no.
I'm so confused.
That's so not right.
It's so, and that's why I feel like a lot of brands like to work with micro-influencers. It's because they will actually cherish what they get and give you that love.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not even upset about it anymore. I learned something
out of it. A little upset.
I learned something out of it. And it's not to say now that I'm going to be like, I'm never working with somebody with a million followers again. But I'll be more selective. Maybe I won't off the bat send a whole entire collection. Mm-hmm. Well, not a whole... I didn't give her the whole entire collection, but I gave her like 6 pieces.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give the an influencer with a million followers, maybe one product. If she likes it and I see she delivers, I already have her address. I'll go ahead and I'll gift her whenever more product. Yeah. I'm not going to work like that again.
But what I just don't
like... So I learned something.
Yeah. There's a learning curve for everything. But what I don't like, and I see this not only with influencers, but with just people around us, with anything, you know? Like, people who choose to support these huge businesses that don't need they don't need your support, but choose to ignore the people around them who have started small businesses, who have like us, a podcast, you know what I mean? Like, all these little things that support literally cost $0 to like a post, to share, to share with people, to talk about it. It costs $0, guys, to follow. All these things, subscribe, by
and
the way.
It takes
subscribe.
People,
it costs $0.
It takes people so much time. So to give them that love, especially if it's somebody you know. And I think we're really grateful in the sense where our following is super, super supportive. And I love that about the people who follow.
I love that, but
they're just
I
they're just, day ones.
Yeah, but I just feel like there's a huge gap in the sense of people loving to support the people that are already big, the companies that are famous, yes, the artists that are famous.
Cooler or something. But I'm not sure.
They never want to support the people that are struggling and that are starting off. Like a perfect example is like artists, like new artists. We have so many in Montreal. Montreal is super big for that. And we have a lot of small time artists. And I can't wait until one of them gets big and everybody starts to show them love after. Like,
then
you know
it's
what
like
I mean?
Everybody goes, oh, I remember oh, yeah, once when I was at a party and we were
oh,
talking.
Oh, then they're going to start posting. No, you know what? Fuck you. Because when he was struggling or she was struggling, you didn't give them a second chance to share, to like, to show that support. And that's what I find super hypocritical. Everybody is very willing to support the big people, the things that are already successful that, gonna be honest, don't really need your support. Yeah. But the people that a share means everything, a subscribe means everything, and you can't even go and do that. It's like, I just find that so hypocritical. And I think it's something
And especially
that,
when you are watching or you are
enjoying.
Anything, you
yeah.
are enjoying.
I just think it's something that
it's
I've
It's not
realized.
Like we're asking for money from you, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Real. I've realized that I realized that, you know, even more so now owning, like, starting something, how much support is worth. Like, at first, like, I knew it was always worth a lot, and I can understand where people who don't have something don't understand the value of it. Mm-hmm. But as somebody who's struggling and putting so much energy and time and money into something that is only bringing me, for example, subscribers, I'm not getting money out of this. Like, the least you can do is show support. And I find it's very hypocritical, and it goes back to an influencer who's willing to take from a small business who nobody really cares about, and they're not going to post and whatever.
And she probably sees it as like, oh, well, whatever. Yeah. I could ignore her. Like, exactly. It's fine.
But they take the big guys seriously, and that's fucking stupid. And that's the same idea of you treat a janitor the same way you treat a CEO, because it's the same thing. And it's like, if you want to come after now when you're big and say, oh, I have your product, I'm a product. No, just the same way. Red flag number one is she only answered you when her friend posted. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But I just think it's really crazy in that sense. And honestly, guys, your friends, I don't want to say like, you know, you don't have to support their business by buying if it's not something that you like, or you don't have to spend money on it. But the things
like,
that
no
are free, if you can just do the extra mile of liking, supporting, commenting.
And I'm not talking about us. Like, I'm saying, in general.
I know some people that get mad when their friends don't buy their stuff, but I'm like, realistically, they're not your target market. Like, why do you have to cancel them as a friend because they don't want to buy your bikinis? Mm-hmm. They don't want that, you know?
Yeah.
But what you can do is just show support, and that costs $0.
Support your local, and if it is something you'd buy, then support your friends always. I think it's really important to encourage.
100%. 100%.
Oh my God.
I feel like I'm sweating after.
I feel like I'm literally getting reported after this. No, but I'm sorry. Like,
I am. She's going to go on post now.
No, she's going to be like, bitch.
She's going blocked.
She's going, if you thought I was actually going to classify and I was actually going to do it, but now I'm not going to,
you know, greedy. No, but
I even thought about even not saying the story because I'm like, wow, she's a high profile. I don't want to step in and be like outing her. But I'm like, you know what? Fuck that.
You're not.
If you're able to do that to me, then I'm sorry. Like, I shouldn't have to care.
Yeah. And you're also not saying anything that's not true.
No.
It's facts. Straight facts, yo. So I wanted to say, on a lighter note, we were talking about how Kim K is getting a divorce. Is that confirmed with that?
Like,
I know we're like late to let me just Google it real quick.
I think it's like false and like it's not really a thing anymore.
Wait.
But like there was also like paparazzi saying that she was in a car crying while Kanye was driving. And everybody was saying, Kim, break up with him already.
Okay, guys, if the paparazzi caught me how many times crying, me and my boyfriend fighting, they'd be going divorce every week. Like, that's the thing about being in the public eye, you know? They see you fighting and they go, divorce! You're going, bitch, he just ate without me and I'm hungry, you know?
Yeah, but no, Kanye's had quite his share of scandals and put Kim in lights where it's like, it's pretty deep.
But anyways, I can't...
If Kim Kardashian is single, who is she dating?
Who do you leave Kanye for?
Who do you leave Kanye for? But also leave Kanye, please.
Yeah, but we also agree? Where do you go from there? You can't. I'm sorry.
My thoughts is if she doesn't end up with Kanye and starts dating again, my guess is that she's gonna date somebody who is, one, not a rapper, not a singer. It's going to be the most, it's going to be a rich dude that nobody knows about.
A bit like a Rihanna, where she went and dated like a fucking prince. You remember that? She dated like a prince of, really?
Well, a prince is obviously known. I just mean like somebody like Mark Zuckerberg. Like somebody in that, like, they're super rich, maybe known, but not actually.
Oil
like,
money. She's talking about oil money. But so speaking of this, we were talking about it the other day with my boyfriend, and he goes, yeah, you know, I was actually going to DM her and say she should start dating a normal guy.
Wait,
you wanted to DM Kim K so she could date you? Guys, just to clarify, my boyfriend said this. My boyfriend, who I'm dating, wanted to DM Kim K. The red flag here is not only that he's my boyfriend, but it's the fact that he thought he could DM Kim K. Like, baby, I know I have a big ass, but I don't think you could get that.
I'm thinking that you would answer.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
where we are getting out of our
comfort. I know I put your confidence up, but let's not go that far there, Kim K.
Calm down.
And then he's going, babe, but I'm doing it for us. Like, imagine the publicity.
But would you actually get mad at him?
A romantic at heart, guys.
Would you actually get mad at him if he dates Kim Kardashian and suddenly you're in the public eye and suddenly Verossi goes from...
Who am I if he's dating Kim K?
What do you mean?
I'm the one who's still talking about him. You remember when I dated David Gallo? You know those who break up and they're...
Yes, but you also...
For the rest of their life.
Let me tell you what's going to be good for us, this podcast.
Babe, if you want to go ahead and DM Kim K...
And she answers and you start dating her, we're good to go, honestly.
I think you're better off going
Veronica
to her with
will
a
cry
lawsuit.
For a couple weeks and I'll comfort her, but it's for the comfort. Greater good.
Anyways, all I know is that my boyfriend was willing to cheat on me with Kim K. Is that allowed?
Honestly, I feel like when it's a celebrity, you can't get as mad.
I don't think you can. I think you always have to have, like, do you have that person where you say, okay, babe, look, literally Justin Timberlake is asking to sleep with me. Can I just do it? You know, like, it's for us. Like, babe, my pussy is going to be on Justin Timberlake's day. I don't know why I'm using Justin Timberlake. I would literally, he's the last on my list of people, celebrities I would sleep with. Okay, right now, off the top of your head, you can sleep with one celebrity. Who is it?
My God, I'm stressed.
That's like, who are celebrities? I don't remember anymore.
I'm probably Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
yeah.
But like,
I would say Johnny but Depp, but back now. In his day.
Yeah, like.
But too late.
They're so. A bit old now. It's
now
a bit like.
Now if you see how Johnny Depp looks, you're going to take back what
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, he's a bit rusty.
Well, go on.
It's because I always have my person and then I forget who it is. Babe, who is it? Oh, Tom Hardy.
Oh my God, well, my boyfriend has to tell me which celebrity I should sleep with. Guys,
that means that he'll be okay with it.
Okay, wait, and who's your boyfriend's after Kim K, apparently?
Babe, who would you sleep with?
Margot Robbie,
yeah.
Why do I know this?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's Margot Robbie. He's saying no, but liar. Rihanna. Ooh, guys, threesome. Rihanna, me, you, my BF. Call me. Pass me the phone. Rihanna. Hi, Bad Gal Riri. So I was just contacting you due to the fact that my boyfriend and I would like to have coitus with you. It's fine. Yeah, no. Yeah, your ass is bigger than mine. Don't worry. No, you have a better body. No, don't worry about it. No, he's good in bed. Yeah, it's going to be super fun. I'll bring snacks. Bring me like some samples of Fenty lip gloss. Love it. Thank you so much. She's coming. She said, yeah. She agreed.
Guys, we might have to rearrange the phone situation and put the bubblegum machine.
I wanted to
side.
Talk a lot on that phone today. Yeah. Fuck. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, my boyfriend wants to sleep.
Super Kim Kardashian. DM Kim K.
Like, rude.
Anyways, I feel like we ripped a lot today, and I actually feel like peace and love. Like, we actually love everything and everybody, so let me just put that.
But you know what? It's fun to complain sometimes.
But our guest didn't end up coming. And I feel like this is a question we could kind of go over really quickly.
Really quickly? While you do that, I'm just going to plug in here, guys. I just downloaded the Clubhouse app. I am trying to make a vibe on there.
Explain what a Clubhouse is.
Clubhouse
is for a lot of
Clubhouse
people who don't
is
know.
Essentially like a LinkedIn but podcast. Like, it's a bunch of chat rooms but like audio. There's a lot of cool people on there, a lot of like celebrities and successful people in all the industries. You need an invite to get in, so holla at me if you want an invite. But yeah, if you're on Clubhouse, add me, V Rossi, and let's chat. I'm down.
Basically, Clubhouse started and it was very, very like elite, very prestige, very hard to get in.
They did that with the invite shit.
It was very hard to get in and it was only celebrities on it. Mm-hmm. It was very exclusive.
Exclusive, yeah.
And to be on it and to get on it was really like, whoa, how did you get on Clubhouse? And every time you get on Clubhouse, you can invite a friend.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of people who have Clubhouse don't even share their friend invite because they're trying to keep it exclusive.
Yeah.
And now I feel like
I'm here going,
you want an invite? It got to the stage where if Veronica has it, guys, just holla at her. It's becoming one of those things that everybody's going to know about eventually. And it's just basically like celebrities and everything going into rooms and like chatting about anything.
Yeah.
And
they give advice and stuff.
You could literally be in a room with like freaking Rihanna talking and she's giving advice. And then the second you leave the chat, you can never go back. People become so obsessed with it and they don't actually leave the room. Hint, I was in Miami. Your sister was the first one I know to get Clubhouse. And she was feeling really elite at the time.
Yeah,
the second her
elite.
Sister got it, she said, how the fuck did you get it?
Yeah.
She suddenly felt belittled.
the app's not cool enough for her anymore. Nah, I don't use Clubhouse
and
anymore.
And we were in Miami and I was sleeping at her hotel. And I kid you not, it's like 2:00 in the morning. We're all fucking tired, hungover. I'm like, hey guys, good night. She goes and put her Clubhouse chat on. So she's like literally listening, I think, to Lil Wayne talking. And he's literally going
what
on.
What does she have
listening.
To learn from Lil Wayne, please? How to roll a joint. Lil Wayne's going, what did I ever do to you? I'm joking. I'm actually a diehard Weezy F Baby fan, guys.
I kind of like met him at Story. Like, kind of. What does mean at nowadays? You looked at him and what, you met him?
Yeah. You were in the same club as him and you almost met him.
We were in the same booth, but fine.
I say the same thing about Justin Bieber at Buenanote. Yeah, I was. I partied with Justin Bieber once. Yeah, 6 feet away from each other. But
guys, when the Jonas Brothers came to Montreal, okay?
Ew.
We were at that stage where, like, we wanted to act like...
Don't bring we into this.
It was we. I can speak for everybody at that
Jonas
table.
You're talking about Flygin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that guys, was one of the Jonas. It was Jonas' brother. It was one.
Let's just keep that story for another day.
Yeah. Seriously. But guys, I just want to throw in here real quick. I was the biggest Lil Wayne fan. I was literally 10 years old at my first concert at the Bell Center.
At the Bell Center. The Bell. At the BB Center.
My dad brought me with my cousin. I was 10 or 11. I'm literally, guys, standing on my chair. My dad's sitting there like this. Everyone is smoking weed around us. I'm 11 or 10. And I'm standing on my chair screaming the lyrics. I just want to fuck every girl in the world. Yeah, I just want to fuck every... And my dad's there
going... I think
your
dad was more concerned about your voice.
My dad was going, honestly, you're an orphan now. Like, he literally deleted me. I'm surprised he didn't leave me there.
No, I think that's when your dad kind of gave up on you and he said,
yeah, my dad said,
she will be what she will be.
I used to be, guys, in love with Lil Wayne. And looking back now, an 11-year-old wanting to fuck Lil Wayne, problematic. I'm pretty sure he was like 30 at the time. I think that's where my issues started, guys. They started young. But like I always say, trauma makes you funny. So we're good. We're gooch.
Yeah, and an older sister. I think both help.
Guys, the recipe for funny, and it's why I'm absolutely jaw-dropping hilarious, an abusive older sister and trauma.
Okay, so the question was how to be there for friends who are in toxic relationships. And I'm going to hop on this one real quick because I feel like I've literally been there for a lot of my friends who have been in toxic relationships.
Babe, is she talking about us? Aleph, you wanted to say it. You could have just said it.
No, but I will. I'm going to actually, I know we left this one here for the girl and we'll show it to mm-hmm. her also. But I will say, because of so many friends I have that have been through this, and what I have learned from this is that they have their own journey to go through. And when they are ready to accept that person is toxic and they're ready to let go, they will let go. I mm-hmm. promise you, at some point, shit's gonna hit the fan. Something's gonna happen. You want to be the most supportive you can ever be. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go there saying, yeah, fucking break up with his ass. Mm-hmm. He's this, he's that. Because they're not going to do it.
And they're also going to push you away.
And they're also going to start pushing you away. They're going to hate you for it. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to start telling you things.
Yeah.
So the best way to be is like to literally be supportive. And literally I'm like, almost support their relationship. Yeah. And I know it sounds really fucked up, but just be try working on this and try working on that so that they know that they have you to turn to.
100%.
And I promise you, by being so supportive, it's going to make their mind way more crystal clear.
Yeah.
Because the second you start bashing them with them, the second you lose them, the second they feel they need to stay with them to prove to you that it's not what you said.
Exactly.
Be supportive.
At the end of the day, it's somebody's choice whether or not they want to be in a relationship that is toxic.
Yes.
And you're not going to change that by going there. All you're going to do is make them feel more alone because you're going to make them isolate themselves from you. They're not going to have you to talk to them with. They're not going to turn to you for advice anymore. And if they feel like they can trust your opinion, when it really comes down to it, when they come and they decide, I think I want to break this off, you can be there and be like, this is my opinion. And they don't feel like, they feel like they're getting your true opinion. And they don't feel like if they even mention a breakup, they're going to be like, you have some kind of issue with them.
And it's like something to do with jealousy and the reason you're trying to break them up. Yeah. They feel like they're in a space where, wow, she really has my best interest.
Exactly.
And that's how we're going to leave it off today.
And that's how we roll, bitches. So see you next week.